It is game week. It's here. The opponent, Alabama Crimson Tide. And Bill Roth joining us on Sports Radio 910. And Bill Roth, you're going to see a lot of new faces on that Virginia Tech traveling squad, aren't you?
Yeah, 27 guys are going to be making their debuts, or at least will be on our trip with us. And that's a lot of young guys that play in this game because Alabama, as everyone knows, is really good. But, you know, a couple years ago in that 09 game, Ryan Williams and Jayron Hosley, there were some other kids who really stepped up. So hopefully that'll happen again this week.
Let's get to some of the conversation that was taking place today at the press conference. You know, Frank Beamer, as always, very complimentary of his opponent. I heard him on with you last night. He believes this is one of the best, if not the best, team that Virginia Tech has ever played. But listening to the players, if you could convey what you heard from the players today, because the players they're not looking at Alabama as unbeatable or this game to be just they don't have a chance. They're taking a total different angle to this.
Yeah, I think that, first of all, coaches are always saying things like that. Coach Saban wasn't too far off from Coach Beamer's strategy either. You're always talking nicely about your opponent. But, you know, Jack Tyler said it last night on the radio show, and he mentioned it again today. The Hokies aren't playing the Redskins on Saturday. They're not playing an NFL team. They're going to be playing a great college team, and a lot of these guys are going to make the NFL. They're going to play. Everyone knows that. But they're not playing the Falcons at the Georgia Dome. And we had a chance to beat these guys 4 years ago and had the lead in the fourth quarter and had some busts defensively and maybe got a little bit worn down. It's two different teams, obviously, this year, but they feel like they can give them a game. They feel like they got a great chance.
I was interested by something Logan said today, and he said he was asked, what will people be saying about Virginia Tech on Sunday? And he said, quote, "I think you're all going to be seeing a different team than you're used to at Virginia Tech." What do you think he meant by that?
Well, I think they've changed the attitude. Everybody talked about how this was such a different camp this year than it was previously. And I actually talked with Andrew Miller about this, one of our offensive linemen today, and I said, you know, the really interesting thing about this team was, or our program rather, is that in the past it seems like the Hokies gelled and came together after a loss. They lose two games and then come together and get going. And this team seems to have already gelled, and I think they're still feeling the vibe from last year. It's really interesting. The Hokies ended last year on a three-game winning streak and won their bowl game, but it doesn't feel like it, does it?
No, not at all.
And they finished pretty strong, and Rutgers was the Big East co-champ, and they won on the road at BC, and they beat UVA. I mean, none of those teams are in the top 10, but they have a three-game winning streak at the end of the season. But you had this really bad taste in the offseason because of 7-6. And I think that's carried over. I think that's helped this team.
As far as this game goes, you know, I heard you talk to Coach last night on Tech Talk Live. Is there anything that they've done different? Is there anything that they have done to prepare some of these young guys for the environment, the crowd, the dome? You know, Alabama, they're used to being on the big stage in the bright lights. This is different, and there could be some deer-in-the-headlights moments on Saturday.
I think you'll see some of that on both sides. You know, Alabama had 9 guys drafted. They've got a lot of holes to fill, too. And they've got good players to fill them, but they're going to have some people that are going to be playing for the first time as well on Saturday. So I think that's an issue all the way around. You never know in these openers. A snap sails over a punter's head, or there's a kick return for a touchdown because a guy got out of his lane. You see stuff like that happening all the time. And early in the season, you know what I'm saying? And I like the NFL guys that have these preseason games to kind of work the kinks out. When Tech and Alabama take the field, it's for real, and there is no practice games. So you got to just go and see how it turns out. But, you know, that's why you play at Virginia Tech, is to play in games like this.
Saturday, 4 o'clock airtime right here on Sports Radio 910. 5:30 kickoff. It is sold out, so if you don't have a ticket, listen to Bill and Mike kick off.
I'm looking at it right now. The snapper is a freshman by the name of Cole Mazza.
I'm putting that down on something to watch.
I'm just saying. So here, you know, he's a snapper. He's never played in a college game before. Well, the first time he snaps a punt, it's going to be against Virginia Tech's punt rush at that dome. So they got some guys too that have never done it before. That's kind of my point. Is that a rookie's a rookie, and so first game jitters. Everyone's excited about this game. The kids in the band are excited about this game.
When you get to the stadium on Saturday, there's so many different angles, there's so many different matchups. Who or what are you most looking forward to seeing from Virginia Tech?
Well, I want to see the Hokies not turn the ball over. That, I think, is absolutely critical. And with a freshman tailback and a freshman fullback making their first starts, I want to see if they're going the right way. If the ball's supposed to be going to the left and everyone's going to the right and there's a ball on the field, that's a problem. So I'm going to be looking forward to that because I think Edmonds is such a key to this season. And that's when Tech has the ball. When Alabama has it, I'm really interested to see how Bud attacks McCarron, because if you go back and look at it, first of all, A.J.'s an incredible quarterback. He's had one of the best careers ever. Think about this. He's been a starter at Alabama for 2 years, as a sophomore and as a junior, and he has won the national championship both seasons. He had 30 touchdowns last year and just 3 interceptions. And Manziel won the Heisman Trophy, but if you look at the overall body of work, McCarron's one of the best of all time. And he doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't take sacks, and he doesn't throw interceptions. And I want to see how Bud tries to light him up, because if you let McCarron just sit back there, he's just too accurate.
Are you more worried about Alabama on the ground or by air?
You know, it's interesting, both, because they have a great running back, obviously, in Yeldon, who, as a freshman last year, was great and caught a ton of passes, including the game winner against LSU. But they've got some big-time receivers. And that's probably a little bit different with this Alabama team than the one that the Hokies played in 09 when you know, Ingram was getting most of the carries and they just pounded the Hokies. But, you know, this Amari Cooper had a great year last season, 1,000 yards and a bunch of touchdowns. And we're starting a freshman cornerback. So both.
You mentioned Trey Edmonds. Any update on J.C. Coleman?
No, Coach Beamer said today that he'd announced that on Thursday, but we'll see how practice goes today. You know, if a kid hasn't practiced, you wonder, can he play? And he said both ankles have been sore for J.C. We could use him. If not, Chris Mangus, who's been really good, actually, in these scrimmages, will be the backup tailback.
They will practice. They will depart on Friday. And interesting note, I had wondered about this as well. You were saying last night that Georgia State has a game on Friday night, so no team can get in there until Saturday?
That's right. And Coach Beamer said they're going to take the kickers and the returners over to the Georgia Dome a bit earlier on Saturday. Let them go over there Saturday morning and catch a few balls. It's the lighting in any dome is different. You can look up and you're looking straight into the lights, or you're looking into the roof. And if you remember the 09 game, Ryan Williams was Virginia Tech's punt returner, and he'd won the job, and he couldn't catch the first two punts in that building. And that was the only time in his career that he was ever back to return punts, was in that 09 game. And after that, Ryan never went back out there. And Kyshawn Jarrett's a guy that's returned a lot of punts over the years, and he'll go over there, and they'll boom a few balls in the air for him just so he can get a sense of what it's like looking into the roof at that building.
It is finally here, Saturday, 4 o'clock on air, kicking off year number 26. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
All the best to Mike. I will talk to you, and I'll be listening on Saturday.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Wes.
You got it, Bill.
Bye-bye.
It's Bill Roth in the Cowan Gates Roth Report. Saturday, the Hokies and Alabama.